In South Africa, we constantly speak about education. Up until recently, it was the largest line item in our budget, overtaken, of course, by interest payments on our debt. But it was the largest line item in our budget in terms of proportion of GDP, and yet doesn't seem to be giving us the same bang for buck. Sure, we got our 76.2% pass rate from our matriculants, but we all know the devil in the details. The fact that 30% is the pass mark, and if we had to adjust it to 50%, which internationally is the number we should really be using, our pass rate looks actually quite poor, under 50%. Similarly, we know about the attrition of school leavers. When I say leavers, I mean meaning dropping out. Not only that, the cohort of writers of the matric year-end exams shrunk by over 100,000 students in 2020, but that we haven't even looked at the degree of shrinkage from those who enrolled for grade 8 just 5 years prior. And then similarly, while we know that South Africa is a space that causes great anxiety about whether or not we're even able to absorb our learners into the existing workforce, 11.1 million South Africans unemployed at this point, 62% plus happens to be the youth unemployment rate in South Africa, and on an expanded basis, 43% is how many people have no jobs, even including those who have decided to leave the job search. Are we even able to equip them to fit into the world? My first guest in this particular hour, Dr. Vicky Nembaware, as I said, is a bioinformatician at the University of Cape Town's Health Sciences Faculty to help us understand how prepped we are from a STEM perspective. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on this for this very important discussion.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly.
Great.
Doctor, I think the importance of STEM is consistently emphasized, excuse me. We know that it's important that mathematics, for example, be a fundamental basis of any education curriculum. But South Africa doesn't seem to be getting there very well. We spoke to the Western Cape Education Department yesterday, and even from a literacy perspective, they were quite disappointed with the results that came through. And generally in the country, the matric results don't show a very strong showing from mathematics. Is South Africa equipped to provide the world with the scientists it needs?
I think I'm very positive that South Africa does have that capacity. And I just want to highlight the platform that we've been developing and implementing with various partners. The idea is to make STEM subjects fun, and also to provide role models for the high school learners. And these role models can inspire learners.
We seem to have lost the line to Dr. Nembaware. We'll hopefully get her back to give us a bit more perspective there. Just to give you a highlight of how jobs look in South Africa towards the end of 2020, in November 2020, the job hunting site Michael Page indicated the following as the top hiring industries in South Africa right now: engineering and manufacturing, finance and accounting, human resources, procurement and supply chain, sales and marketing and consumer and B2B, in other words, business to business, and technology right at the end. And when you dig deeper in terms of the jobs that are being sought in those particular industries, they're mainly managers of processes, managers of departments where jobs are being looked for, HR manager, HR officer, in-house talent acquisition specialist. When we look into procurement and supply chain, things that are increasingly being digitized, planning manager, head of supply chain. Now turn that attention from the South African market to the global market. And here are some of the fastest growing job requirements in the United States, according to LinkedIn. In receptionist, blockchain developer, tax specialist, Android developer, tax preparer, tax associate, tax accountant, delivery specialist, technical project manager, and cook. Those are the top 10 fastest growing jobs, but a really huge massive emphasis on food delivery, software engineering, the digital arena, such as Android and blockchain developers. Doesn't seem like it's the same emphasis in South Africa. Dr. Nembawari is back on the line. Welcome back, Dr. Nembawari. I don't know how much of that you might have been able to catch with respect to the emphasis of jobs, but let me let you pick up where you were explaining the program of mentorship that you thought was important to STEM development.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, I think I just wanted to highlight that for us, we've taken a different approach of making STEM subjects fun so that we can actually engage learners more, and also to have role models, people who've got careers in the STEM field who can inspire learners to look beyond the more well-known or obvious career paths. Because I think once you inspire someone, they become more motivated to actually do the work. While we can look at the curriculum, we also need to inspire the learners to make content more engaging.
How do we get them more involved when really South Africa is not a, except for the surprising turn, I think, within the vaccine development, where we are taking quite a big leading role from a science perspective, there don't seem to be that many projects in which South African learners can really look to our stature on the world stage. The example I've been using this week is, you know, last week, Perseverance landed on Mars, and American learners had the ability to have Zoom, live televised Zoom calls with the top scientists that made this huge human feat. What are the projects that South Africa is working on that can tangibly give learners some kind of a sense of motivation?
Definitely. I think that's a really good point. And those are the things that MGen Africa is kind of, trying to explore. And as a start, we started with just researchers at UCT, where role models who are actually in the Faculty of Health Sciences can connect online for chat sessions to learners in the comfort of their schools, and also give them the opportunity to visit the university during an open day. And this actually, I think, has been a model that has worked well and needs more funding to actually, be more sustainable, because most of the researchers that we've got on the platforms are people that come from the communities, the very communities that the learners are in, and it's very inspiring for them to actually see someone who was once part of their community they didn't know about, who's really doing well in a role model kind of position. So there are so many other projects, and I think it's up to the researchers and the people working in science to reach out to some of the high school learners and schools and the departments of education to try and form these loose partnerships where we inspire learners beyond just the curriculum.
MGen Africa does look fantastic, and it is a great intervention from university to school learner. Just a very quick final question to you, Doctor. Your sense of the readiness of the teachers in STEM, just pervasively, not sort of a standout teacher at one or two schools, but do we have the right well-equipped teaching staff to make STEM, put STEM students on the level of what you're trying to intervene with MGen Africa?
I think my engagement with most of the teachers has been very positive. They're very eager to try out new things to make their learners more engaged. And I think sometimes it's just a matter of resources. Some schools are under-resourced compared to others. And I think if we can level that resource arena out, we might be able to reach other disadvantaged communities in a more kind of impactful way. And it's been great that I've seen some schools who've had donations from commercial companies of equipment or computers and internet connectivity. So I think the department is working hard to equip their teachers to look at new models of teaching and learning to excite their learners into the curriculum and into learning about STEM subjects.
Thank you. Dr. Vicky Nembawari is a bioinformatician in the Division of Human Genetics at the Faculty of Health Sciences, at UCT. Please check out MGen Africa to find out more about how your learner can get involved in these wonderful programs.